AMAM, good morning. It's now 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis, and in the studio on the other side of three panes of glass is Brandon Peoples, and Brandon has Ascension Via Christi Hospital President and CEO Bob Koppel on Zoom, and I've got Riley County Health Department Director Julie Gibbs on the phone over on this side. So, good morning, Bob and Julie.
Good morning.
Morning, Dave.
Well, we certainly, I was hoping we wouldn't have to revisit these weekly discussions, but we decided that probably is a pretty good idea to kind of get back on track because, you know, the emerging news with the Delta variant causing a lot of problems. And Julie, let's start with you this morning because your numbers that came out in the report yesterday, not encouraging.
No, they're not. We're heading in the wrong direction, that's for sure. We're currently monitoring 148 active cases. We've identified 146 new cases since last week's report. And we also, unfortunately, reported four new deaths yesterday, three of which have been fully vaccinated and were residents at Via Christi Village. That brings us to 49 deaths in the county. Our percent positive is also up higher than we'd like it to be. Last week, we were at 8.69%. The week before, at 8.99%, giving us a 14-day average of 8.83%. We've also identified 70 variants of concern. 56 are the Delta variant. We've also had 56 breakthrough cases that we've identified so far. More than half of those have turned out to be the Delta variant. And in those cases where individuals are fully vaccinated but test positive with Delta, they have had very mild symptoms. We're still monitoring those individuals, of course. And looking at our vaccination rates, according to KDHE, about half of those Riley County residents who are eligible have at least had their first dose, and only 45% of those eligible are fully vaccinated.
That's a lot of numbers.
I know. Yeah, I just threw a lot at you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Bob, obviously, you know, we've had a lot of things that have been happening with new guidelines with the CDC that were announced and Governor Kelly doing the same. Bring us up to date on the status of staff and guests, patients, et cetera, at Ascension Via Christi Hospital.
So I think, Dave, you're probably aware about 2 weeks ago, we changed our visitation guidelines again, and we're back to just one visitor per patient. And that, again, is just a risk mitigation step and also trying to keep patients safe, obviously our guests safe, and then certainly our staff. Continue in our facilities, obviously, we continue to do masking for everybody, including our guests. And just really, again, as Julie has kind of pointed out, we're certainly going in the wrong direction. If you want, I can kind of give you an update on where we are this morning with COVID patients, if that's helpful.
Sure.
So we have 11 positives. Six of those are on our medical unit. We actually have five COVID positive patients in the ICU. Three of those are on ventilation. And then we have two others on BiPAP and a couple on AirVo, which is another device we use to deliver more oxygen to patients. So yeah, that's definitely anytime we're over, we've been running pretty consistently now. Over 20% of our medical surgical census has been COVID positive for the last week or so. So that's not where we want to see those numbers.
Bob, do you have any guidelines for our listeners this morning as to what precipitates a stay in the hospital if you are tested positive with COVID?
You know, for most people, it's they're being hospitalized when they're having significant respiratory issues and they're not able to oxygenate properly at home. And so when they're here, we definitely have everybody's on supplemental oxygen at some level. And it just depends the volume that they may need while they're trying to recover. We have had some luck with some patients being able to be at home, just use home health and with supplemental oxygen. And so certainly try to do that when we can. A lot of our patients that we're seeing, age is all over the board. We've had folks in the last few weeks hospitalized from their 30s up in, actually we have one person that's in their early 20s, up into their 90s. The concentration of folks has actually been people who are 30, 40, and 50 years old. And that's been the bulk of the patients. Regrettably, the vast majority of these patients are also unvaccinated. And that's, again, I think that's certainly something that we want to draw attention to and continue to encourage people to get vaccinated. This is the best mitigation step any of us have personally.
Julie, you and I both have young sons that are getting ready to start school here in just a couple of weeks. You have a vaccination clinic that's going to be happening tomorrow for youngsters. Bring us up to date on that activity.
Yeah, we have quite a few remote clinics coming up, and one is tomorrow for school-age kids. We'll be at central enrollment at the high school tomorrow from 9 to 2 with the COVID vaccine. So we'll be doing vaccinations there for COVID. The school is offering gift cards to those kids 12 and up who get vaccinated, so we will have the Pfizer vaccine available tomorrow. We'll also offer other immunizations at the health department tomorrow. So this is a walk-in clinic for school-age kids. You can walk in anytime from 8:30 to 2:30 at the health department to get vaccinated with other vaccines other than COVID. We'll also have free saliva-based COVID tests. And if you get tested or vaccinated at the health department tomorrow, you also get a voucher for free lunch. So we will have La Hacienda food truck available at a parking lot from 11 to 1. So you'll have a voucher for free lunch. So some incentives to get vaccinated tomorrow.
And what about other folks that aren't in that 18 and under age category as far as the possibility of getting vaccinated? What do we have coming up?
Yeah, we have the vaccine is readily available anytime. We have all three at the health department. You can call our vaccination request line to get vaccinated. We are reserving Thursdays and Fridays for our vaccination days. So you can call 785-565-6560 and get scheduled to get vaccinated. We also have a lot of other remote clinics coming up throughout August. So we'll have those events on our website and our Facebook page. I believe our next one coming up is August 7th. We'll be at Everybody Counts at the Douglas Center. So you can get a free COVID vaccine, and we'll have incentives there as well.
Julie, do you have any recommendations that you'd like to share with people that are making decisions on behalf of our children in school districts with regard to schools opening up in a few days?
Yeah, we're kind of back to where we were last semester with school. We highly recommend masking indoors, especially for school-age kids. That is one reason why we were so successful last year. You know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, we didn't have much transmission in our schools last year, so we must have done something right, and we did. We put all the kids back in. We knew they were going to be close together, and so we had them wear a mask, and that really helped us to keep kids out of quarantine and isolation, and so we highly recommend that, again, at least for the first start of school here. Of course, in the CDC guidance right now in our county with having, you know, we're at such high risk right now with so many cases and so many individuals in the hospital. We highly recommend mask indoors and also other precautions as well that we've done throughout this whole time. You know, keep your distance, wash your hands, all those good things as well.
She's Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and the local health officer. Julie, there's obviously, a lot of interest in the new CDC guidelines, and of course, Governor Kelly making the announcement yesterday about state employees. Do you have recommendations for local employers and people that are out just, you know, doing shopping?
Yeah, again, you know, be aware of your surroundings. You know, the place looks crowded, just like I said, you know, last semester at this time, if the place looks crowded, maybe think twice before going in. Always have your mask handy. You know, for employers, we've been getting quite a few employers that have called us these last few days, especially yesterday with the new guidance coming out from CDC. It's up to the employer. You know, if they would like to require masks in their place of business, that's totally up to them. And we've encouraged them to do so if they want to put up a sign. Many employers still have their signs up, but it might be a good idea to go back to that, at least for the time being, with the state that we're in right now.
Where's Riley County at now, as of the most recent report, in terms of the number of residents that have been vaccinated?
So right now, Riley County is looking at about 50% of those who are eligible have at least had their first dose. 45% of those who are eligible to receive the vaccine are fully vaccinated.
And Bob Koppel, President and CEO of Ascension Via Christi Hospital, you yesterday made the announcement of the requirement for all of your staff to be vaccinated, and that's 100% vaccinated staff by, what, November 1st? Give us some perspective on how you came to that decision.
So actually, our due date is going to be November 12th, and that actually coincides with our annual flu shot date that everybody has to have those in place. So trying to be consistent with all that. And really, this it really comes down to patient safety. It's the basic, we want this to be the safest place for people to receive care. And it doesn't matter what kind of care, surgical care, emergency care, this is all about safety for patients and also, of course, for our own staff. We want to protect them as well.
Well, we've covered a lot of topics here this morning. Bob, anything else that you would like to pass along to our listeners this morning?
You know, just encourage people. If you know somebody who's not vaccinated, just got it. We've got to engage people in conversation about this. We've got to talk to them and understand why they would not make that choice and help them also understand the risk of not doing that to others around them and to themselves. And I mean, I just think it's important that we do that. And to Julie's point, we've got to real seriously look at masking, and that this is a very easy thing we can all do to protect ourselves, but also to protect those around us.
And Julie, one of the things that we talked about earlier in the program or earlier in our discussions was the fact that some of those fatalities were individuals that had been vaccinated. Explain to us how COVID was a contributing factor in their passing.
Yeah, so unfortunately, you know, the older individuals are definitely more at risk. We've already established that. And if they have other illnesses or underlying conditions, that could put them at greater risk. And even if they are fully vaccinated, especially when coming in contact with those that are unvaccinated or that, you know, we might have the Delta variant involved, that puts them at greater risk of getting that. So, yeah, and we hate to report any deaths, but certainly it is devastating to hear that they were fully vaccinated, you know, protecting themselves, and then they unfortunately ended up that way. But yeah, that's another reason to really strongly recommend that vaccine to protect other people too. So you're doing your job to protect other people. So like Bob mentioned, we highly recommend that. If you have anybody that's kind of wavering, that's hesitant, we have a lot of vaccine hesitancy, and we suggest talking to them or having them talk to their healthcare provider. That's what your healthcare provider is there for. So ask them questions. Make sure that you're getting your information from credible sources. If you choose to seek information online, make sure it's from the CDC or from KDHE. And you can certainly call the health department anytime, and we'd be happy to connect you with a nurse to talk more about your concerns about the vaccine.
All right. And the website for more information on COVID-related matters, Julie?
RileyCountyKS.gov.
Appreciate, Julie, you coming on the air with us this morning, and Bob as well. And, you know, I would hesitate to say I look forward to further discussions on Thursdays with both of you. But, you know, we feel that it's a valuable community service that we're able to do this, and hopefully we'll have some better numbers and more optimistic approach to the community fight against the COVID-19 virus. So, Julie Gibbs, Raleigh County Health Department Director, Bob Koppel, CEO, President, Ascension Via Christi Hospital. Thanks for joining us this morning on KMAN.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you so much.